Now, I think we need to upgrade the laws on drive-by shootings too. It seems to me a moot point if you're going to fire shots through a house. For example, it's a moot point whether somebody's actually behind the walls or behind the windows when you shoot through. Normally, you won't know. So if you're willing to fire shots into a building, you should have serious consequences regardless of whether somebody's put in actual danger.
What is that? So would you look at, say, you could be suggesting that's an attempted murder, for instance, as opposed to, you know, willfully discharging a firearm in a confined area?
That's right. Well, not quite those, but that's the scale of things.
I don't know what the offence is at the moment. If you just, let go a couple of rounds into a house, not knowing whether there's a child or an adult behind that window or behind that curtain.
Quite right. Well, at the moment it's endangering life. So you do an act which endangers life, but somebody has to be there and endangered. And if there's nobody there, it comes down to firing weapons and causing damage, which is a long way from endangering life. Now, it seems to me that the act of doing that is reckless as to whether somebody's there or not. And the Attorney General's Department is looking at some new laws which will reflect that sort of idea.